It's a joke, not a dick. Don't take it so hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We are getting hot in the band room.
Hot,
what,
hot.
What?
Funny talk from artists in the studio. What is up? We got Squish.
Yo.
Introduce yourself, Big Los.
I'm Brown Sugar.
Oh, yeah,
Big Carlos up in this motherfucker.
I'm Michael Collin, DJMCTV.com. We got Mitzi over here. What's up, Mitz?
Hello, Mitzi, Mitzi.
Billionaire Tom.
What, what?
He's doing an amazing job right
broke
now.
MySpace Tom.
My bro, space are we going to start? Is it going to be start being Broke Tom? Is that a, nah, dude.
Broke Tom?
I don't know if I want to call you Broke Tom, dude.
Bought in Tom?
Unless you really want that, yeah.
I really don't care. It's better than MySpace Tom.
All right.
I don't know. I
Broke
Tom
like, better than MySpace Tom?
That's why I just rolled
Tom?
The billionaire Tom, dude.
Billionaire Tom's good.
We can say
I like having a billionaire on the show.
Right? Billionaire Tom on the show.
We had Bill Cosby on a few weeks ago, days ago, whatever that was. Man, time flies, dude.
Time does.
So what is it? This is December, dude. The 2014 is wrapping up, dude. How was your year, man?
It was good, man. It was.
I hear you got a show coming up too, dude.
Yes, it will definitely be pretty fun for the fact that it's gonna be the first show of this kind in the area.
Anderson Mill.
Yeah, it'll actually be in the Cedar Park area, which is kind of funny because like that's never really like happened before.
Well, it's happened
other than
a couple
house
times.
Parties and shit.
Yeah, but I mean like there's never been like an electric dance scene here for Cedar Park. It just doesn't happen. It's fucking Williamson County. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, because well, nobody wants to go to Wilco at the end of the day.
That's true.
Hey, but this is Travis, ain't it? Where y'all gonna be?
Actually, I still believe it's
no, they
pretty
switched.
Much Wilco.
They
yeah.
Nah, no
they,
way. Really,
well,
dude? That's
well,
gotta
is,
be Travis over there,
what
dude.
What it is, so. Is they switched like who responds
Travis.
To there. No, they switched who responds to there. That side is Austin, technically, Travis. But
Wilco
goes. Well, no. What it is it's a joint county. So if you're on this side, if you get busted at Anderson Mill Tavern, you're going to Wilco. You're
what it is that it doesn't matter anymore. No matter where the fuck you go in this area, there's going to be a cop.
Police
from wherever state. The fuck, they're it here is. Now and they're going to get your ass. Like, they're around every
now.
Corner. Like,
exactly.
183, oh, it's done for.
Like, if you're doing some shit, either be low-key or stay home.
Yep.
Like,
just
like, there's somebody out
yes,
somewhere.
Please, for the holidays, do not go drink and drive.
And,
yeah.
And even if it ain't a cop, somebody's got a camera phone, so you're gonna get caught one way or another.
For real,
like, you just, yeah, better be ready for
I saw it.
Sorry,
Miss Jackson.
But this is gonna be a fun
Woo!
Show, dude. We ain't even worried about the fuck ups, dude. We worry.
Nope.
We gonna be having fun, dude.
All about being happy for
last
holidays.
Last time we did a show, dude. It was me, dude. We had the uncles out there. You were out there, dude.
It's true.
I was
yep.
fucking regging it, dude. It was nice.
Good.
It was fun times, dude. This should be good. Getting a little dance music out there.
I think so too, man. It's good to have you know, good supporting. Group around you, you know, some peers, and then also people
Integrity.
Outside your peers.
Yeah.
And then coming together for unity and, you know, music versus, you know, just trying to, you know, drink your night
See,
away.
And that's
or...
why I'm converting to EDM, dude, a lot of ways, dude. Well, like, if it's not already number one in everything, dude, and whatever, dude, that's just the generic term for it. Like, it's just such a better vibe, dude. It's just such
that's
a better vibe,
term.
Dude. Yeah, dude, that's
yeah,
just like,
knows.
We're talking to a broad audience here.
Yeah, you're right.
We want to connect with everyone. But yeah, dude, it's just, when you go to a show like that, it's so much more fun, dude. Like, everybody's just having a better time,
a bunch of
half-naked
women running around. Sometimes you don't even know, so you
It's
can't
like that
go
every show,
one.
Though. So it's not just because
yeah.
of the lack
Got
of
idea.
Clothing, but
prostitutes
yeah.
and whatnot.
It's just more fun. Like people are just smiling more. There's less fights. Like not that they don't happen, but it seems to be less of the negative.
Well, actually, it all depends
the
on the area because I've been at a party
yeah,
in Dallas
true.
And Houston,
yeah.
and
both places
yep.
suck. Sorry.
Yep, definitely.
Sorry.
And these girls
I'm
just
not.
Go brawling at it, and I'm just sitting there
oh,
yelling, "Plur, man!
If it wasn't for Houston, there would not be any of the scene that we're talking about right now. Houston was a major.
I do love
push.
Houston and Dallas.
It's a good place to be
as
from.
As an Austin,
I
do.
So I'm not going to
Austin's,
Dallas.
Austin always is going to be better than Dallas.
I don't want
to
be afraid of Third Ward only because, like, I'm the thinnest white guy that would be walking through
Fifth
there.
War?
And you're from,
War?
Like, the whitey town, too.
Yeah.
See,
you
know. I lived over in Stinkadena, Pasadena, dude, when I was a kid, so nothing fazes me at this point, dude. Like, it ain't shit. Like,
especially if living in Austin.
Exactly. Austin's fucking cake.
Ain't nobody real
yeah.
out here.
Nah, I mean, there are some places in Austin, dude. Trust me. I went to some schools and played some schools. that you would not want to fuck around with.
Yeah, exactly.
Anybody been to LBJ, Reagan, Pierce? Anybody, Pierce ain't even open no more, dude. Yeah, everybody remembers Pierce, dude. You don't fuck with
him, even
dude.
Here.
What about Stony Point, though?
I went to Dolby, dude. Dolby ain't no joke.
No, but now, and
we're the elephant in the room, you know?
Now, these days, though, these days, kids aren't about anything.
There's the radar, the only one dot. Like, you know how it's like... We have one blue dot in Texas, and everything else is red. Yep. That's not what I'm trying to say. That relates
see,
to what I'm
Austin's
saying.
See, that's why Austin's awesome, dude. It's the blue
radar
happy
that I feel sometimes. Or Carlos, didn't you tell me once that you had a pigment radar?
Is that like a gay
pigment, artery? No, pigment radar. It's like he told me that he had like walked into a room and he could like, you know, immediately feel where like the pigment people were.
Oh,
yeah.
All pigmented people already know. Like, that's the first thing.
Isn't everyone pigmented?
Not even, no. No, see, that's not, yeah, man, come on.
We all have a level
bro,
of pigment in our skin, dude.
Bro.
Yeah, yes, dude. It's still, even if it's the bottom of the scale, it's somewhere on the scale.
I'm just saying. The first thing a pigmented person does whenever they walk into a room or a party is they take a look around and they go, all right, where are my people at?
All right.
Oh, okay. We over there by the corner. All right, now where are my friends at? All right, they over there scattered around. Okay, cool. All right, now where are the hoes at? Usually, sometimes the hoes and the where are my people at, you know, that time tends to get mixed around. Sometimes I go where the hoes at, you know, first thing I get in there because I don't really give a shit. I don't really like Mexicans. Just being honest, like, seriously, if you're not here legally. But that's just my opinion.
Hey. Somebody all came here illegally at
yeah,
some point
yeah,
for
yeah.
any of us
you know,
to be
we're
here.
All,
dude.
We're all
my
immigrants.
My great grandparents.
We're all immigrants. You know, just
like,
you know,
so, know anything about Thanksgiving?
Hey, I'm just gonna put it out here. Whenever my family does it, they generally get a card first.
Hey, it happens.
But some of us are not that fortunate.
Marga.
Anywho.
See me, dude. When I show up at a party, dude, maybe it's because I'm white and nothing against white people. Maybe they're not always as cool, but I'm not like looking for white people. I'm not looking for any race, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm showing up either looking for the people I know or the people who look like they're having a good time, like having a conversation, buy the drinks, like doing something that looks like it's fun. Like
someone you want
to
get to know.
I
can
give
kind
a fuck
thing.
Less what
yeah.
you look like,
oh,
really,
cool.
dude. Like
play some
I
dominoes.
Really don't care. Like
really. Because, you know, sometimes there's some homeless people downtown that literally scare the shit
okay.
out of me out of the night alley. And it's not
you
that, like,
go that
I don't
route?
Feel
there
them.
Are some homeless people I don't want to fuck with because I know they got
nothing
to lose,
thing,
dude. They just got nothing to lose, dude. That's all it is.
Someone in an overcoat that's all ripped up running at you all. Yeah.
They're coming.
No, dude, today.
Yeah, dude, some shit is scary, man.
Peanut butter's the answer.
Bro, I felt sorry for one homeless guy today. Straight up, Dylan was with me, and I
kind of feel sorry for all homeless guys.
I mean, I really don't, to be honest. I really don't. But today,
it's
I
like
felt sorry for one.
Not all
yeah,
of them are homeless.
Yeah.
Not all panhandlers
are
homeless.
Homeless.
See,
exactly.
I'll help a homeless person, but fuck a panhandler, dude.
No.
To be real honest, dude, I can't stand panhandlers.
No
dude.
Lie,
especially
bro.
In Austin, dude. There's fucking way too many of them.
No
it's like its own industry here in Austin.
It's true.
Dude.
When I was
like,
a kid at
we used to do it.
Mall,
yeah, we used to do it.
We had this friend of ours, won't say a name, but he did.
Oh, him?
Yeah, he actually kept going up to families and was like, please help me donate money to me so I can pay for my mom's surgery. We're about to be homeless. And, like, dude, he would milk the card, dude. And
who did that?
Greg Kelly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, anyways, it was pretty bad because he could pull it. He had the sad eyes. He had the look. You know what I mean? And, like, it
Mitzi wants you to eat a peanut butter chocolate.
Oh, my
though.
God. Are we
it's
doing
delicious.
Lunchbox? Oh, shit, Mike. What do you got in lunchbox?
Peanut butter chocolate ball. Oh, we don't got to do lunchbox.
Oh, my God.
Just have it
he
here,
just handed me chocolate balls, bro. We
peanut
gotta do
butter
lunch.
Chocolate balls,
we got to go through the lunchbox, bro. All
right. Well, there's some peanuts.
I don't eat sweets.
You don't
I'm
eat sweet. They're not
I'm,
sweet.
I'm
dude.
Already sweet enough, dog. I'm brown sugar.
It's not sugar free. What is this? Peanut butter pretzels?
This chocolate is intense, man.
Lunchbox.
It's kind of actually a little too big. It's almost too big to fit in your mouth, but you just shove the whole ball in your mouth and it just melts all in there, dude. It's delicious. We are getting hot in the band room. Should we reset for a second?
Shout out to the roomies.
Shout out to the roomies, dude. Thank y'all for being a part of this. We love y'all for listening. This is an organic, natural podcast. We do this because we love it.
All natural.
We were in a deep financial talk about DJing before we started. Yeah. But this show right here is because we love y'all and because we just want to talk and have fun with y'all. This is Funny Talk from Artists in the Studio.
For real, though.
Getting hot in the band.
You're damn right.
Hot in the band. Talking about that conversation we were having, though. Integrity. Integrity as an artist and as a person.
Y'all were calling me out, dude.
You're right.
Call me out, dude. Call me out, dude.
I think we were telling you the opinion of this.
All right. You're calling me out, dude.
All right.
I went over the line.
Let's just catch the listeners out. Okay, so briefly we were discussing about how we had been approached when, you know, we first started off and growing as remix
artists.
By
an unnamed individual. We're not trying to name drop anyone here.
Yeah, thanks,
just a possible business encounter.
But it was also to the point to where it was becoming more about the money and on the grind. I think, you know, everybody's place, time, and situations, you know, whether it's the hard points of life, the low parts of life, you know, the good parts of life, sometimes, man, that can be rough because it's all happening at once. I just think that really applies to the situation. But we were discussing about what is integrity. Do you go get shows simply being booked on what's paying, what's around, or do you actually go get the shows that your heart is connected to, that you know your message is clearly going to be set across? That is, I mean, I feel like that's someone's destiny, is that if you have a gift and it's, you know, saying a message of great knowledge and an intellectual concept of spiritual consciousness, if you will, or even emotional, mental, physical, emotional, man, just all of it. If those are going to happen and you're going to send a message, then you want that message to be clear. So I guess the debate was coming down. Do you stay true and loyal to the best way possible to convey that message to the people, or do you in fact go for the money as an artist as well and do what you can by playing the same stuff, though it's what they want versus what you would play?
Because that's kind of like my thing. Like, you can, like, it sounds great to be like, oh, I want to do what my heart desires. Like, it's fabulous, dude, but when you're hungry, you go to work. Like, and it's just kind of like, I guess having kids probably changed me too along the line. Like, y'all don't got family yet, so it's kind of a little different. You can kind of, like, step out on a limb a little farther than I can. Like, I'm carrying a couple bodies with me when I step out on that limb, so I can't step out on as skinny of a limb as you. Like, I got to have something concrete to, like, take an opportunity. So to me, like I'm working basketball games holding a fucking camera on my shoulder, dude. Like, man, by second half,
real shit right
fuck
there.
Basketball. And I fucking love basketball, dude. I will work and I can't stand it by second half, dude, because that camera's fucking heavy, and I want to go home, and I want to watch the game like everybody else, dude. So, like, to get paid to mix music, I'm kind of like, I'll mix Tejano. I hate country music. I'll play country music if you're going to pay me.
Right,
and you're going to pay me well and treat me right.
Just
like,
said was all
it's a job,
on,
dude.
It,
like,
but it was all on stipulation.
Yeah,
you just made
giant
your
what
passion,
if,
your gift into a job versus the gifts.
It's a job
see,
sometimes, dude.
If you,
dude.
Real, if you realize
sometimes
that.
You gotta eat, dude.
That's right. True, but you you're can't right. depend on a record deal for a meal.
I don't, dude. That's why I go to work. That's what I'm saying. So when somebody offers me a gig for money, dude, that's why, like, I'm going to take the money, dude, because it's like, boom,
you,
here's something concrete.
Stipulations
bam,
are
I'm
there
down.
In the situation due to what is involved. And what I'm trying to say is, if, in fact, you turn in something like DJing, if that's your passion, if you actually have a certain style that you have created, And it conveys everything your heart is trying to say, and it's positive, positive being the message got across.
Yeah.
Then, if you didn't get paid for that, are you really telling me that someone who heard your music, who's gonna go home and they literally change their way of life, isn't worth the $50 that you're gonna scrape anyways?
No, you're gonna do it anyways. If I'm gonna really like make a connection,
music,
there's certain things that are more important than money.
Your gift sound.
Hey, don't sleep on Tejano shows, dude.
No, the Tejano. The reason we brought up Tejano shows is because Carlos is not a fan of Tejano shows.
And he was offered.
And
it.
He was offered a
but
lot
you don't
of
know
money.
How to speak Spanish either, right?
Hold
this. Sorry, I had to call you out there, dude. Because I don't know Spanish either. My wife's been calling me out all week, dude. No, I've been getting it all week, dude.
I don't speak Spanish.
Like her family, too. She's like, you grew up here? why don't you know how to speak Spanish? And I was just like,
because I grew up on this side of the border.
She's like, well, Austin. You're around all white people. And I was like, actually, no, I was like the only white people in most of my classes. Like, but I don't know. We just spoke English. Even the Spanish people spoke English. Like, I don't know. Like, actually, when I grew up, a lot of Spanish kids actually didn't want to speak Spanish because it was like they thought it was bad or
they
something.
They were forced
or, like,
upon it.
People would make fun of them or something, so, like, they wouldn't. They wanted to be American. Like, I don't know.
It's true. Well, racism.
Which
is
I think
still
is dumb, dude. Like, I wish so bad I know how to speak Spanish. That'd be fucking awesome.
Rosetta
dude.
Stone.
I can hear it pretty good.
Right?
My tongue, dude. I wish it was better before that. And they made for the.
Salway.
Yeah. Salway. I might have did a little Rosetta, dude.
Salway to the roomies.
Right.
Salway to the roomies.
Sadate.
Chale.
Hey, but all I was saying was really like I wouldn't go work, I don't know, something that I was totally against just to make some money. But like, if it's at least in my industry, to me, I kind of look at it as on the job training. Like Steven Spielberg, his first movie, dude, he wasn't as good as the last movie he just made. Like he had to learn his craft. He had to work some shitty shows, like some shitty theater productions. Like he had to play with a camera and shit.
But
like
that's called
sometimes
paying your dues in
yeah,
our scene.
Exactly, dude. And to get paid
and
to pay your dues,
scene,
like that's like a bonus. Like,
well, dude,
no, that's
no.
Where
a lot of people
just,
are volunteering to pay their dues.
No, you just mixed it up. You're trying to think of a fantasy that's not there. Paying your dues means going out of your way to involve your scene, the
you're
people in your community. What
play.
You just asked is basically
no,
to have
like
those
yeah,
people.
That's
you just
see,
asked your people
thing.
To
pay
you, your friends. You're trying to make money off your friends at that point, and that is not paying your dues. What that is making money. See, if you're gonna make your, if you're gonna pay your dues, what you do is you bring everything you are, like you have already as the artist you are. Even though the money's good,
dude. But how long
but
can you do that though, dude?
You are still like, doing it right.
I do.
You can
I do,
go
dude.
Down into the crowd as you're performing and slap a motherfucker's
I
hand,
do,
and
I do.
They give you the same energy back, and that's what it's about.
Yeah.
And I know when you're not in that situation, it's hard to rely on that situation to get you by. But ultimately, you never know what's going to come from it, just like this podcast. And to you listeners, well, just like you people, seeing us perform, this is how we
we just doing
compiled
this.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't no sponsors on deck yet.
Nope.
Already.
Everything's
but
out
welcome.
Of pocket.
Well, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't just taking it. I don't think I'll ever let a soda company sponsor me,
what
dude, because I don't get soda, dude. Like,
is
I don't
know.
If
you know
really
a guy.
Come with something legit, dude,
like
that I can back.
Soda?
Like,
it's out there.
Possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, maybe, but yeah.
I mean, coconut water and, like, oh, that's awesome.
I mean, people always say money talks, and like I said, I'm willing to work, so I'm sure I could be
persuaded.
So wait,
hold on. Like, you don't want a sponsor that will pay for us to get the listeners a better experience, but you will go
well,
make
that's
your
what I'm
friends
saying.
Pay
possibly, dude. I will
for
possibly.
Your life.
Nah, dude. See, like, actually, dude, like.
You really
see,
got me
now
conflicted
I don't know.
Here, Mike.
You gotta look at if you're not gonna have a sponsor
bro,
for the podcast,
bro.
I don't know that you should go out.
Okay. I'm working a job. I pay rent, bro. So I don't know who you're calling out here, dude.
Well, I got bills.
I got checks on the way, bro. I got my own house, my name's on it, dude. Like so
you
like
pay rent,
I got my shit together, dude. I might not be making as much as I want or connecting with everyone I want, but that's part of being an artist too. Like that's kind of like my point. Like if you get something that's gonna pay you and you got a chance to, like, spread your shit at the same time. Like, you got to take that opportunity, dude. Like, opportunities
that's
don't always
we
come, dude.
That's what we were just
dude.
Saying.
Like,
what you were
opportunities
saying.
Opportunities fade, dude.
What
like,
you had simply said,
I think we
though,
just converted in people.
Jobs that had money attached to them. So, if you go play, let's just hypothetically.
An opportunity.
If
is,
you
yeah.
take a Tejano show, even though you don't like Tejano, you don't play Tejano, and you go take that
but
show,
have you
right?
been to Tejano
listen,
show,
no,
though,
no,
dude?
On, listen, okay, not Tejano. Let's say you're going to go do Satanic Metal Mass, and that's not your deal. They're going
to
be cutting people.
See, I would probably just say no to that,
dude.
If a satanic group
oh,
came
listen,
to me, I would probably just
no,
say
listen,
no, dude.
My point
but, yeah.
being is, if in fact you took that show that is not your style, not what you are
yeah.
born here to do,
oh, I'm not
you
sorry.
Just stole someone else's time to get there, and now they're going to have to travel a different route because every cause has an effect. And I'm telling you right now, if your cause is to go make that money and you just take any job that's coming your way, you're just because it came to you first and you had the choice to discern about it and really think, is this what is right for the people
yeah.
that I'm trying to reach versus am I making the money? Because that's what comes down to being an artist and being a paid artist is because you want to be mainstream, they're there, they'll buy you in, they'll sell you out. But if you want to be true,
but you gotta live though,
and you
dude.
Wanna
like,
be
that's my thing.
But that's
like,
why you have a job, not no. why you're an artist.
Well, okay, but that's my thing. Like, why would you go work for another company just hourly as a job? Like I was talking about before this. Like, why would you go work at Subway and make sandwiches Like, do you support everything Subway does? Like, is that helping you grow your brand? Like, is that helping you, like, connect with people and stuff?
Old,
like,
I don't know. Like, when I was 14 years old, it did.
You know, I worked for Subway. I personally have no qualms with them.
I don't either, dude. I'm just saying, like, as an artist, other than being a sandwich artist, you're not really getting your shit out, dude. And so, like, to be at least in the industry, like, who knows who you're going to meet at that show who'll come up to you and be like, man, you're a badass DJ. And you'll be like, yeah, I don't even really like this music. And you'll be like, damn, and you're still mixing it nice? Bro, I'm going to do this show. That's the genre you like. You should work with me.
Who knows,
just get out there, dude, like, you start to grow and connect with people. Like,
who knows who you're going to meet up at Subway, though?
True. Might get some meatballs in your face,
saying,
dude.
Man,
like, yeah.
Is it simply this? If you are trying to expand through your own gift and not cliche and ride somebody else's ride just for the buck, the bang of the buck, then what you're ultimately having to think about is, am I willing to step on another man, my brother, in somewhere out in the world's hands just to get another foot up?
You got deep there, dude.
For real.
I wouldn't talk about all that, but then, if you want to get real, though, that is kind of life, though, so you do have to do that, dude. If you really ever want to succeed, in a sense,
you
have to kind of take a spot.
Bob Dylan never did it. As a matter of fact,
but because he existed, other people didn't. Like, you have to understand that. Other people didn't get their chance because he already broke that in and already took it, dude.
Bob Dylan blew up
the people you never know of because of him.
Barrett's Privateers. That shit probably would have never made it more into America until Bob Dylan brought folk into the new scene, and especially when they got
what about the old scene though? There you
that's
go.
That's what happened is when he went electric.
What about the old time? Like,
when
somebody
he went
has
electric.
Do you mean
folk rejected
like,
him
mean,
and it grew again because like, folk came back?
For,
they were like,
for life to exist,
folk.
Life has to
this
take
is
life
folk,
in,
and it grew
like,
back up. So, technically, what he did was not stand on people's hands. What he did was go out and do what was in his heart and was right.
You
can
say
and,
that, but you don't know
it,
everything, dude.
It.
Yeah,
I'm sure
there's some
right.
club owner
you're
somewhere,
right.
some other
sure.
folk guy. I wrote a song and he stole
sure,
it from
man.
Me. Like,
look, dude, the last
I thought
podcast,
of that first.
The last
R.I.P.
podcast.
I was gonna be sleepy and drunk
the
playing
last
my
podcast,
guitar.
We were talking about how the show was like fucked up with you, with the guy who was or the chick or whoever was not managing the show correctly. Right? It happened.
No, I don't.
It
I'm
happens,
not gonna call out the
dude.
Manager, dude. Right. Like, there was a lot that the what was funny about that show is the guy that won was just terrible, dude. I'm not gonna ever back down from that, bro. Like, I salute you for winning and getting a crowd out there, but you sucked. I'm sorry, dude.
I think this
whatever.
Brings us to our next subject: twerking on the beach.
There
yes.
you go,
twerking on
much
the beach.
Better, dude.
If you got any photos, videos,
Mitzi, do you have twerking thoughts?
Any females? Yes.
Not on the beach. I don't like getting sand in that area caught.
Sand
that's
crabs.
Just not
sand
a big go.
Totally understand
yeah,
that.
No.
I hate sand in the crabs.
It's
dude.
Like, that's sandpaper.
No, sand.
You're making sandpaper in between your lips, honey. Don't do that.
Get the sand out your vagina.
Pretty much.
On the beach. So if you got any
it already else
photos,
gets everywhere else,
videos
bad.
Of any females twerking on the it's beach, bad. Send them in. Post them on the Facebook.
No, sand.
What is
or
it?
For those of you that don't know any pro. Chicks doing that, just play our new song. Yep.
Yep.
Artificial Colors.
Artificial
apparently,
colors.
That is
heavy
the meaning of that song.
And it's
is,
not even
we're not even
it's not, it but it makes bitches twerk on the beach. What can you do, man?
It's four on the floor. It's not even trash.
That's www.facebook.com/art official underscore. Colors 512 or artificial 512 actually I think it's art official 512 underscore. Yep.
Regardless, you can find Artificial Colors on Facebook.
Fact.
Band Room Pro.
Yes, Band Room Pro is on iTunes. It is on.
We are.
Automatic. It is also
and you should
being
subscribe.
Boosted on Facebook.
Tell your
so,
friends to subscribe.
May even get a YouTube going. Who knows?
This is true. Video works are in the works.
Let us know. Would you like this better video? Do you like it better audio?
And who wants
send in your thoughts. Bandroompro@gmail.com.
You
want to
see some faces with these voices, man?
Exactly. We've been thinking about it, but we kind of like just the fun of just doing straight audio too, and the voicing and all that. Just the radio aspect of
yes,
it.
Yes, your own imagination to
exactly.
the picture.
Exactly. Let your mind work for a little while.
You know,
everything's so technologically in your face nowadays. Like, think for a minute. Plus two while you're driving. You can listen to us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, listen to us.
But thank y'all for listening. Hey, it's getting hot as shit in here, dude.
It's very
we
hot.
Might have to air out for a minute. I'm sure we're going to come back with some more episodes. We don't got any set schedule right now with how we're doing this. We're just doing it. Monday nights are nice. We'll probably start posting them throughout the week. whenever we feel fit. But
yes, yeah, as long as the demand is there, we will meet the demand.
And the demand is growing. You were telling me before the show, we like doubled or tripled or something?
Yes, we actually we're what would be called positive in the industry because we have more followers than episodes. And
we are trending up.
One kind of deal, if you think about it.
We will continue that climb, that ascend towards the top.
Yes, thank you
all. We will just lounge out once we get there.
And Roomies Beanies, hit us up if you want one, because we're thinking about it.
We have another logo, too, that I actually leaked.
Yeah?
Really?
The other one you had gave me. Like, really? I grabbed it out of my phone, and I realized it was the other one, and I was like, oh, shit, we hadn't even let this one out. So, by accident, I leaked the other one. But we're going to let y'all decide which one you like better. And
it's good because, you know, it's almost at the end of the year, so this is going to be near the last few episodes for the season.
Exactly. So let us know. Send in your votes. Which one? They're pretty much the same. I've got some feedback on both.
Hey, see if you want a new one for the next season.
And you want to create one, we'll take fan art.
Fan art is always welcome.
Fanroompro@gmail.com.
Mike has said it time and time again. He will literally buy you a gift if you send shit in.
And it's Van Room, all one word. If this is the first time hearing this, or someone else sent you this way, whatever it might be, it's easier to find. Van Room, one word, put it all together. That's us. We own it. It's all us. We're getting hot. You're going to find us easy like that.
And one more time, it's a joke, not a dick. Don't take it so hard.
Yeah! Peace.